pretty ridiculous. Well, the performance gets easier.
Chief, staff ready?
Staff is ready, Mayor Hanson.
Hey, thank you, Chief, everybody. Council members, are we ready?
Ready.
Okay, very good. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Willis City Council special meeting, sewer rate adjustment meeting. We'll call to order this meeting now, and this meeting is in continuance in accordance with Proposition 218. The date is Friday, June 28th, 2019. The time is 6 p.m., and the meeting is called to order. Item 2 on our agenda this evening are Pledge of Allegiance. Councilmember Mello, would you do the honors and lead us in the pledge, please? Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Larry. And just a reminder to the audience, thank you for attending, and just a reminder to silence your cell phones if you happen to forget, so thank you very much. Item 3 on our agenda, roll call. Madam City Clerk.
Councilmember Fletcher.
Here.
Councilmember Domenichini.
Here.
Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Vice Mayor Warren.
Here.
Mayor Hanson.
Here. Thank you, Tara. Item 4, public comment, written communications. Public comments. This agenda has been prepared and posted at least 24 hours prior to the special meeting of the City Council. In accordance with the Ralph M. Brown Act, public comment is limited to only those items appearing on the agenda. The public may be heard on an item before or during the consideration of any agenda item to be considered by the Council, subject to reasonable time limitations for each speaker. Agenda items are numbered for identification purposes only and will not necessarily be considered in the indicated order. And please note that public comment regarding the topic of this evening's meeting will be accepted during item number 5 of the agenda. And item number 5 on tonight's agenda is the only item up for consideration this evening. So moving on to item 5, continuation of the consideration of the proposed sewer user fee adjustment resolution. Interim City Manager and Fire Chief Wayne Peabody. Good evening, Chief.
Mayor Hanson, members of the council, thank you very much. Once again, thank you, public, for coming in this evening. During the June 12th, the raw count was conducted at the meeting, which included 1,184 protests, which were filed opposing the proposed fee increase. Council directed those protests to be validated, and we accepted two volunteers from the audience at that time. Later on after that meeting, we continued the meeting. We have now done a validation process with the help of Deputy City Clerk Maria Ehorn, City Attorney Robert Hunt, Volunteer Stacy Roque, thank you Stacy, and Cindy Perez from the County Elections Office. And our second volunteer, Kathy Ehorn, opted out due to possible conflicts. So we thank the volunteers very much for their time. And Mr. Mayor, if it's all right with you, I'd have Mr. Hunt go over the validation process.
Chief Peabody, that's fine. If you just allow me just 1 second, just for the audience, for the information to the audience here. And you already made note to some of these issues, but this is a continuation of our special meeting of June 12th concerning a proposed sewer fee increase. And as you advised, at that meeting of June 12th, a raw count of 1,184 protests were filed opposing the proposed fee increase, and the council directed those protests to be validated and counted by the staff and volunteers. And you pretty much covered most of those, but I just wanted to make sure that was clear for the public record and for the audience participation and our council members this evening. So thank you, Chief.
Yep, and Mr. Hunt can go over his process going through the validation, if you don't mind.
Very good. Very good. Mr. Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members and members of the public. We did, on June 20th, as directed, undertake a validation and a recount of the protests filed against the sewer's fee increase. interim city manager has already told you the people who participated in it. That was me, the deputy city clerk, Maria Ehorn, Stacy Roquet, and Cindy Perez, who is the Glynn County Assessor and head of the elections office. In doing this, we relied on four databases. Two databases provided by the county assessor, with the assessor parcel numbers in the city of Willows. One database which contained the parcel numbers in Northeast Willows, some of which do receive sewer services, and then all of the commercial properties in the city. So we relied on those four databases. At the start, our overriding philosophy was to find the validations, the protests valid, if there was any evidence to do so. So we erred in favor of finding the protests valid. Protests containing errors, and there were quite a few, were corrected if we could correct them and then consider them valid. So for example, we had a number with incorrect assessor parcel numbers. We had a number that actually had supplemental tax numbers instead of assessor parcel numbers. We tracked those down through a variety of sources and corrected them and then considered them valid protests. So we did fix those. Every protest was validated and counted by at least two people. As a threshold matter, we did have a raw count on June 12th of 1,184. There were actually only 1,182. And the reason for that is that where there were multiple protests, multiple properties on a single protest, we had instances where those were miscounted. So when we received them on June 12th, every one of those protests had a number at the top and circled, and we assumed that was correct and counted them on June 12th. But for example, when we got into the validation process, we might find one that said there were 13 and there were only 12, or one that said 9 and there were actually 11. So the balance ended out to be two different. 1,182 were the actual number of protests that were filed. We ran into some issues on, quite a few issues, on authorizations to sign the protest. The code says, and the Constitution says, that it is the owner of the property or a tenant who is directly liable for the payment of the service fee. So we had to make sure that the signers on the protest were authorized to make the protest. That only came into play, of course, where that signer was not the owner and not a verified tenant. That we were aware of. And a tenant, by the way, directly obligated to pay for the fee would have an account with the city. It is not a matter of contract with the landlord, because that is not directly liable, number one. But number two, the city can't be in the business of auditing rental agreements and lease agreements and determining whether that actually happened. So we did apply the law very carefully in that regard. Now, we did run into a number of situations where the signers were different than the owner, but the owner was a business entity or a trust. We assumed anybody's assigning on behalf of a business entity or a trust was an authorized signer, so we validated those. On the other hand, we did have a number of signers that we had no evidence whatsoever that they had any authorization to sign on behalf of the owner. We could not validate those. We had no evidence to validate those. Duplicate protests, and we had a number of duplicate protests. We could only count those once. And when I say a duplicate protest, those would be one or more protests for the same parcel number. So we could only count those once, which is what we did. Protests which were filed but which we couldn't locate in the databases were put aside. We went through all of those again and conducted a different search, had different people search, and we found about half of those. The ones we couldn't find, we put aside. And we did a third search. We came back and did a third search and again found a few more of those. There were a number that we couldn't find in any of the databases, and we did have Cindy Perez from the assessor's office, and she recognized a number of those parcel numbers as being in the county, not in the city, and not receiving sewer services at all. So those could not be counted. We were informed that there were 2,302 properties or account holders eligible to lodge a protest against this proposed sewer fee increase. 50% of that number would be 1,151 plus one, makes it 1,152, would have been required to defeat the sewer fee increase under Government Code Section 53755. I think I have the number correct. 53755. So we would have needed 1,152 protests. The numbers that we came up with, the validated numbers, were, if everybody has their pencils ready, 989 validated protests, 101 duplicate protests, 27 not found. We couldn't find them in any database. We couldn't identify them. We couldn't go further. 19 not found, but we know that those were Willows Unified Schools, so those are valid. Even though we couldn't find them, we knew that they were valid. And a total of 46 not authorized. Given those numbers, Mr. Mayor and members of the council, there are a couple of things I would like to have the council consider. Number one, we had 989 validated protests. We had a total of 46 that we were unable to find. The council may want to consider those that we couldn't find as valid as well, because we couldn't rule one way or another on them. We simply couldn't find records. But given those numbers, the protest under 53755, Government Code 53755, has failed.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Hunt, for that report out. So just to confirm, a total of 989 valid protests were received.
Correct.
Very good. Very good.
Received and validated.
Received and validated. 989. Thank you, Mr. Hunt, very much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this evening it's obvious that the City of Willows must have more funding in order to keep the sewage collection and treatment system operational in the future. We have gone far too long without any increase, and additional funding is absolutely necessary. However, even though the protests failed to get the numbers necessary to effectively stop the increases this evening, I think that we and the City Council have heard what our citizens and the members of the community have said, and we've heard them loud and clear, and the protest numbers are significant, 989. The magic number was 1,152, as you indicated, Mr. Hunt.
Correct.
For the protest to be deemed failed, but we have 989. I just believe that the protest numbers were large enough to convey the public's message very loud and clear to the City Council. Therefore, council members, I move that the proposed sewer fee increase now pending before the council be rejected, and to direct staff to review the sewer enterprise's finances and come back to council with a more palatable proposal to increase the sewer fees. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Mello has seconded the proposal. Council member discussion?
I just think it's the right thing to do. And I think the numbers do say them what they need to say as we try to reach out to the community and explain to them what we really truly need to do to be able to bring some kind of income in. You can only take away from your savings account for so long before you have none. So we're going to have to do something, but I think we can do it. If they go back, get the numbers and bring them back, and we can bring them back to you and then see where we're at from there. And I think it's the thing that we should do.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. Mr. Domenichini?
Yeah, I'd go along with that. After the last hearing, I was thinking perhaps a 5 or 6% increase over 5 years, 5 or 6% over each of 5 years might be something we could look at. It would put us, still leave us behind on catching up, but it would bring us closer to balance. And I'm thinking that we would need to do another rate increase, perhaps even before the end of the 5 years. I don't want to put Tim on the spot, but under the proposed 9.5, it'd be year three or four before we'd be balanced. So I'm thinking if we do, say, 5%, we wouldn't achieve balance by year five.
No, we would not, but certainly it would send us in a positive direction.
We'd be closing the gap.
And it would, you know, basically, what it would do is it would delay some of the replacement and capital improvement, but by the same token, it would be something that would probably be more palatable, as the mayor stated, in terms of projecting out, and then try to do this, yes, again, over a series of five-year steps to try to be made whole over a longer period of time.
Okay. Thanks, Tim. And it would end up that we just put off the rate of sewer pipe replacement. You know, perhaps Steve's not here, but probably just focus on failures rather than proactive replacement. So yeah, I'm fine with the not doing the 9.5% increase.
Okay, very good, Larry. Thank you very much. Mr. Mello.
Yes, I have something to read, and I was prepared to read it whether I went either way. So just give me a couple minutes to read this. Why are we here tonight? We are here because we've benefited from not having any sewer rate increases in the last 12 years. Yes, it would have been easier to accept a smaller yearly increase in the past 12 years than the one we have here tonight. That time has passed. If staff would have found other ways to cover additional costs to run the sewer plant, we would not be here tonight, but we are. Yes, this increase would be a real hardship to our property owners and sewer rate payers, especially property owners on fixed incomes. As council members, we too would have paid this higher rate. There are a large number of small city sewer systems failing into disrepair all over the U.S. today. We do not want to be a broke sewer system here in Willows. Broke as in not having any funds to run it correctly, and broke as in broken. We all use the sewer system daily. It's a necessity, it's a need. Either way, it ends here tonight with consequences. In closing, the sewer rate fees to its users should be reasonable and fair. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mello. Vice Mayor Warren.
I think it's a good idea for us to go back to the drawing board. We've heard what everybody said, and we appreciate that you're here telling us how you feel, how it's going to affect you. It is a necessary thing. I mean, we have over 50% of that infrastructure that's 100 years old. So it's going to have to be replaced at some point. But hopefully we can find a way that makes it a little easier for the citizens. You know, we do care about this too. We live here. We're citizens too. So, you know, and if you have questions, feel free to contact any one of us and ask the questions, or city staff. But I do want you to know I appreciate everyone that's come out and voiced their opinions and their concerns, and that's it.
Okay, Carrie, thank you very much. Well, I agree with everyone's comments. This is the right thing to do. This is a, you know, in the United States here, state of California, city of Willows, this is a representative form of government, and we as a council represent you, our constituents, and the citizens of this community. And this is the right thing to do. The public has spoken. Thank you very much. Thank you for being here tonight. It's much appreciated. It's good to see the room full of folks. Many times at meetings, we just have a couple of people here. So thank you for coming out and for attending tonight. We'll go back to the drawing board, pitch this back to our very competent, effective city staff, and come back with some options that will have less financial impact. But, you know, sewage is an expensive enterprise. It costs a lot of money to run an effective sewage system, especially where we're at here on clay soil in Willows. You know, this is tough soil to You know, it's just, it's tough soil for, you know, for managing waste, sewage waste, and it's an expensive venture. So with that, I will open this up to any public comment in just a moment. Madam City Clerk, it's my understanding we have received, the two letters have been received from citizens, one from Janelle Kelly in reference to the she had some comments in reference to her thoughts, and she requested that her letter be entered into the minutes as public record this evening. And a second letter from Mr. Forrest Sprague, requesting that his letter also be entered into the minutes and the public record of the meeting this evening. Madam City Clerk, are there any other letters that were received?
No.
Very good. The two letters. And these letters will be entered into the public record. Council members have copies. There are also copies available for any members of the audience tonight here. Tara, where are they? On the back table?
On the front table.
Front table in the lobby. Copies of these two letters are out there if you'd like to take one. So, very good. With that, this evening's public comment will be restricted to 3 minutes. It will be timed by staff. If you use your 3 minutes, I'll allow an additional 30 seconds to complete your thoughts. So for at 3 minutes, you'll get a warning, and I'll let you know, speak for another 30 seconds after that to conclude your thoughts. So any public comment in reference to this matter this evening? If so, please approach the podium. Good evening, sir. If you could state your name for the record, it's not required, but it is appreciated.
Not a problem. Tom Brandon, 105 South Marshall Avenue. I moved here 4 years ago, or bought a house 4 years ago, moved here 2 years ago. So I didn't benefit from 12 years of no increases. And I appreciate what you're doing today, going back and looking at it, because we retired here. So thank you for your change of heart, and hopefully we can work on something, maybe a two-year plan, see how that goes, and then go more if you need it. But going with 5 years is really hard at 9% a year. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments, sir. And you're welcome. Any other public comment this evening? Anyone? Mr. Williams? Evening, Jeff.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and council members.
Jeff Williams. At the last meeting, I had a few questions, and I was asked by staff to email the questions to staff so that they could get information back to me. I just wanted to go over a couple of them. One of my questions was, what job duties do the employees that are paid out of the sewer enterprise fund do? And the answer was that they gave me an attachment showing the general list. What my questions were is, you know, what actual duties does an employee that is paid out of a separate fund than the general fund do? The job description is a broad job description of a combination of everything, and what my question was for. But because I've got 3 minutes, I'll move on to the next one. One of the reasons I asked that is because obviously cutting grass, you know, fixing roads, or, you know, painting roads, cutting trees and things like that shouldn't be paid out of the sewer enterprise funds, at least in my opinion. I would ask the council to take consensus on having the employees on a daily basis just make a small notation, it doesn't have to be a long lengthy thing, of how much time that they actually do spend doing work that pertains to the sewer enterprise monies. My other question was, what other cities other than the city of Corning does contract out their wastewater treatment plant? And I believe that the city of Williams, Colusa, Biggs, and Gridley all maintain their own, which is similar size, same type of, you know, clay soil, I believe. But I would like to see, we don't have to do some big study, just, you know, call up, meet some of these small communities and ask them, you know, who operates it, how many men, what manpower it takes. Maybe it wouldn't be feasible, but, you know, it'd be worth looking into, because right now we're paying Inframark $650,000 a year to operate just the wastewater treatment plant plus expenses. I think that we could do it cheaper, maybe not. It's just a thought. On the overtime issue, is it possible that we could actually have employees, say, work, you know, Tuesday through, you know, Friday, or pardon me, through Sunday, you know, 5 days, and then have, you know, Saturday or Monday, Tuesday off, so that that way we're not paying overtime, because we have, I believe, a supervisor paid out of the sewer enterprise fund. So there would be a supervisor on duty, I believe, you know, 7 days a week at that point. And my last question is, I asked how much electricity have the solar panels produced from the time that they was installed? And this is in kilowatts, this isn't dollars, but the information I got that the very first year, which was 11 months, it produced 641,161 kilowatts. The second year, 677,909.
30 seconds.
Third year is 680. Fourth year, 461. Fifth year, 417. Sixth year, 348. The next year, 325. My question is whose responsibility was it to monitor that and it didn't throw up a red flag saying, hey, you know, we've got a problem here, you know, that these things. I know that last year, I believe, that we set additional funds aside to pay our city attorney to work with the company to fix them. But my question is how did it get to that point without anybody noticing it? Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for your comments, Mr. Williams. Any further public comments? Any further public comments before we take a vote? Yes, ma'am. Evening.
I'm under the weather. My name is Crystal Salas. Just trying to reiterate what I said before. I hope when you are reevaluating everything that you guys will be more transparent. I feel that this is a lot of trust. We want to trust you guys. You know, you do represent us. And with that said, I hope that you will also make sure to include the non-English speaking community. I don't know how you guys. To me and a lot of the people who didn't know from before felt like we were just beneath you guys, that we weren't important enough to be reached out to, but our money was good enough to pay into these taxes. So I feel in the future, if you want to create that trust and that bond, I feel our numbers are strong, that you should get translators, translate all of the paperwork that you mail out, and just be more transparent in general, be genuine when you guys do say you're going to reevaluate this. Also, with the planning, I don't know, preventative measures, I'm a strong believer in that. I don't know how it got to this point for it to be in dire straits. I felt like if that's, you know, you guys were witnessing these things becoming broken, it should have been addressed sooner rather than later. It's not our responsibility for poor planning, like I mentioned before. Ultimately, I just ask that you consider us as a whole. Our community is diverse. Also, maybe to allow jobs and businesses, because there's obviously no amenities here. I don't understand why we should have increase in a lot of things when there's nothing attracting anyone here. On the contrary, I see a lot of people wanting to leave. Williams is growing, everyone around us is growing, Orland, but we're stagnant. I feel like there should be a change. And with, I think, more businesses and more jobs, then we can more likely afford these increases later. And that's all I have to say. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you for your comments. Any further public comments? Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'm Andrew Beard, and I moved here in 2006, so I've got some time listed here. I would ask that the council consider the federal census as to the economy of this area, which shows people are about 35,000 a year average, and when they take into consideration that a lot of people are not high income. 200 people a week come down here to the free food bank and get food. There's got to be a reason for this. They don't do it because, you know, you got to swallow your pride to do it. So there's something going on there, and I would suggest that it be looked at in these rates. The second thing is, I would ask that the city council direct that those solar panels be repaired. I don't know, you know, I'm not the brightest person at all, but But the point being, is that something that we can get energy out of and reduce the amount of energy that we have to supply from PG&E? And so if it costs a couple $1,000 to repair the panel, so what? Get the damn job done, because this is long term. So anyway, I would ask that you look at the overall and talk to people that don't have this income that you're talking about at $50,000, and talk to the people before you do this. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Any further public comments? Okay. Barbara? Evening, Barbara.
Morning. I am not for this. Most of us, a lot of us in this community, we do not make $50,000 a year. I just barely make 15. I'm on a very limited, and every time you guys raise taxes and stuff here, it affects my house payment. And there's a lot of us in the same boat in this community. And that needs to really be looked at. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot of people that's going to be out on the street because they can't afford to pay that higher income. And I know there's probably a problem, but that's not the point. The point is, it just doesn't seem like the people care about the little people on these, in these small towns anymore. It's all about the money. And all the orchards get everything they want. I know it's not city, but the city does without, and that's not right.
Thank you for your comments, Ms. LaDucer. Any further public comment? Okay, hearing none, very good. It's been moved and seconded that the proposed sewer fee increase now pending before the council be rejected, and to direct staff to review the sewer enterprise's finances and come back to council with a more palatable proposal to increase sewer fees. Council members, any further discussion before we move to a vote? Very good. Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Fletcher?
Aye.
Councilmember Domenigany?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson?
Aye. Matter carries 5-0, unanimous. Moving on to, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for attending tonight's continuance of the special meeting. We'll move to item 6 on our agenda this evening, adjournment. The time is 6:31 p.m., 18:31 hours. Meeting adjourned. Have a good night.